At the close of President Bush's visit to Mexico 2 weeks ago, a Mexican reporter asked if the two men had discussed the issue of oil. President Bush, for his part, said oil had not been a topic of discussion since energy is a Mexican domestic issue, not a bilateral issue. President Calderón repeated his oft-stated position on energy reform.
No tenemos ni el propósito ni la intención.
He said he does not have any plan to privatize Pemex, but he said Mexico will have to address the problem of falling production at some point, and that this will be a matter of discussion between the president and the Congress. Mr. Calderón has made clear that he, like Presidents Vicente Fox and Ernesto Zedillo before him, sees a need for energy reform. When Mexico expropriated the oil industry in 1938, the idea was to keep the resources in Mexican hands and enrich the nation with oil profits. In recent years, however, it's become clear that Pemex is not up to the task of finding and developing all the resources under the ground, or, more to the point, under the waters of the Gulf of Mexico, where its largest producing field, known as Cantarell, is now in sharp decline. But nationalist politicians have blocked reform, claiming any change in the Constitution that would even allow a slight opening to private investment would eventually lead to full privatization of the state-owned energy sector. George Baker, an oil analyst who publishes the Mexico Energy Intelligence Newsletter in Houston, says Mr. Calderón's razor-thin victory in last year's election and subsequent charges of fraud from the opposition have put him in a tough spot.
There is still a very strong shadow of the 2006 elections, and that means that it would be politically delicate for the government at this point, so early in its career, to push forward a radical change, which this would be, in petroleum policy.
In Mexico, many citizens still respond to the old slogan that the oil is ours, even though they see no direct benefits. Oil revenue accounts for about a third of the government's receipts, but Mexicans generally pay more for gasoline than people in neighboring countries, and there's no dividend payment distributed to the citizens from oil revenue. Some Mexican politicians have argued that all Pemex needs is internal reform, but George Baker says that won't work.
To improve Pemex, you need to have a view that is not Pemex-centric. You need to have a view that looks beyond Pemex, and that any particular effort to reform Pemex as an effort in itself will not succeed.
Pemex owes creditors $107 billion, equal to almost all its assets. Petroleum reserves are states, not Pemex's property. Since the government takes most of its revenue, Pemex does not have the money to pay its debts, let alone develop the technology it would need to find and produce more petroleum. Baker says Mexico's hand may soon be forced by private development on the border between the United States-controlled area of the Gulf and Mexican waters. The Shell Oil Company has a well on the U.S. side of the boundary that could go into operation as early as 2010. Although no one can know for sure, it's possible that such a well would also draw some oil from deep rock on the Mexican side. In a conference call this week, Pemex officials said they have identified 230 prospects for drilling in Mexico's Gulf waters, but the company only drilled 4 wells last year. At that rate, George Baker says, it would take 58 years to exploit those resources. The Houston analyst says Mexico needs to allow private oil companies to operate there.
In the Mexican side of the Gulf of Mexico, there is room for 20 or 30 companies to be actively drilling. Pemex by its own cannot drill 230 deep water prospects. Pemex is not prepared to deal with deep water exploration on a major scale, and it's certainly not prepared to deal with deep water production, because it's never done it before, and it doesn't have the experience or the resource to make that happen.
Baker says one proposal that might find support in Mexico would involve opening 20% of the energy sector to private companies, with Pemex maintaining 80% control. He says private companies from the United States and elsewhere have the technology and expertise necessary to develop the resources in Mexico, thereby boosting the country's overall production. He says other countries with state-owned oil companies that have tried this formula, like Norway, found that it not only improved production, but reduced corruption and brought greater efficiency to their operations. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.